Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning from the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, I have Keith Nitre and Bruce Gazaway here to talk about what the Heritage Society does and some fun things that are coming up this weekend. Thank you both, gentlemen, for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Erin. Yeah.
So as just a quick overview, I guess, for folks who maybe aren't familiar with the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, what is this society? What makes it unique?
Well, we're kind of an interesting kind of museum. We're a museum of skills and technology. Mm. What we're trying to do is recreate the old Japonsky boathouse so that people can once again build wooden boats and repair wooden boats in the boathouse, and in that way share that vast store of human knowledge about traditional woodworking and wood building skills. And that's what we're about.
All right. So when you say, wood boats, are we talking just dories and fishing boats? Or
Well, the original boathouse was able to take 30-foot boats that were used to ferry, the old ship's boats that were used as a ferry system here in Sitka for many years. And many other of the Navy vessels that were in service during World War II were built or repaired in that shop. Hmm. And so we can take some sizable vessels. Now, there are many things that need to happen before we do that. We have to restore the track and everything else. But we hope to be back to building boats within the year.
Awesome. And at least on a smaller scale, there is still some boat building that's going to be happening.
We built some some dories a year ago, and this weekend we are going to have a special one of our favorite boat building activities with our toy boat project.
Yeah, and this has been happening for goodness, probably at least a decade or so of kids getting to they get the first crack at building full boats within
Japonsky Boathouse.
They
can build them and design them any way they want.
Truly, yes. Just limitless creativity with these guys. So that's coming up this Saturday, the December 14th. Now, this has always been a really popular event, and I know you guys are going to try to contain some of that chaos this year.
Well, right now we have almost 30 people signed up. And so last year, everyone came all at once. It was kind of chaotic. So we went out to trying to stagger people in shifts. So we say this is a great event for kids 6 through 12 years old, and it's free. We've been working with the Sitka 4-H Club, and they've helped us make the actual pieces and parts of the boat that the children can then put together in any way they want and then paint them in all the different colors, and it's kind of a crazy mess. But it's really fun, the way the kids put the boats together. But if anyone has not signed up already, they can go to our website, sickamaritime.org, and there right on the opening page is information how to click in to sign up and reserve a time slot right now. Okay. We still have open time slots. I know it's from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And so basically the last sign up is like at 3:30.
Okay.
But it is fun. So that way there'll be more room. It won't be so crowded. But I think, as I said, we have almost 30 people signed up right now, and we still have plenty of more boat kits to go. So,
okay, I was going to say, like, how many do you, I guess, off the top of your head, like the capacity you have available?
Well, we have about 50 all total.
Okay.
This is our end of our supply. We made a lot of these over the years, and this is our last bit. So then after this winter, we'll start making them all over again, all the pieces and parts, and we'll have enough pieces and parts to go for many years to go. You know, we'll do like several hundred at a time.
Oh, goodness, yes. Yeah, I guess that makes more sense, be more efficient about it. All right, so this is the last batch in this case.
Right, and then we'll be making more. The one thing I want to say about this event, it's really popular, and there's one young man who has been there for 5 years in a row now.
Oh, wow.
So this will be his sixth year. He's got his own fleet of boats that he's made. It's really cute.
Oh, a tiny commandant. That's wonderful. That's cool to see, I guess, how those kids progress in their techniques for boat building. And especially, it's been going on for about 10 years now. It'll be interesting to see, when these kids get maybe 10 more years from now, if any come back and are going to start building Well, we have boats,
well,
floating boats.
They built the dories, you know, yeah. And then this year they built the masts and the sails for that. And it was even in the Sucker Sentinel, they were out sailing around in the Eastern
Excellent.
Channel you know, with the boats that they built.
Mm-hmm. And the KISS that we had last year, the 4-H cooperated with us, and we just built a SCAD of boats, and we're still using those parts, and we've been partnering with the 4-H on a number of projects, and we'll certainly partner with them again when we start building our new boats for next year.
Perfect. Awesome. So again, so for the toy boat building, you can go to sitkamaritime.org to get signed up for a time slot. You recommended kids 6 through about 12 years old.
Well, that's what we kind of say, yeah.
Awesome.
So but I mean, big kids can come too.
Perfect. Okay. It's and, just the recommended right. age.
And we'll have snacks there and, you know, coffee and tea and cocoa and things like that for everyone who's there too, because of course the parents are going to be there with them, you know.
Right.
And so we'll have plenty of snacks there too.
Good. So for the support staff for the boat builders.
Right. For the crew.
Exactly. Excellent.
For the construction crew. Yeah.
Wonderful. And it's also a good opportunity for folks who maybe haven't had a chance to come in and see the progress on the boathouse. That's been your big focal point for folks in town. It's always fun to going across, heading to the airport or whatnot, to see the progress that's been made over the last years, on the outside. Yeah, this is a chance to see the
inside. We're just about done with the outside. There's still some more stuff. So now everything's on the inside. So you have to really come to the boathouse to see. Our new addition is looking really fine. And we're getting ready now to install a fire suppression system. So a lot of the work now is shifting from the outside to the inside. And that's where it'll all start to come together as a maritime heritage center.
Right.
And as Bruce said, we're just not a museum. I mean, I would say we're both static and dynamic.
Yeah, that makes it a lot more unique of to not have, the fact that this is about, you know, ingenuity and technology, which isn't ever set in stone or static.
And so much of traditional wood building, traditional boat building, wasn't written down and documented. Mm-hmm. It was some guy teaching other guys how to do stuff. And and at the time we're living in now, many of those people that have those skills are now in their senior years. And
right.
so to take advantage of that reservoir of skill, we need to get this in operation.
get those apprentices lined up if it's one or ideally many.
Well, yeah. I mean, Sitka has a huge wood boat fleet. And they're all getting older. I mean, there's, I think, 7 or 8 boats that are all already over 100 years old.
Yeah, and you know, still going strong.
And still going.
Yeah.
Because people have been working on them and fixing them up and keeping them afloat.
Yeah, this is not information or knowledge that's archaic. That's just a remnant of the past. It's very much alive and well and
that's
very
right.
important
yeah.
for people's everyday lives and livelihoods.
And this has always been a boat building town. Back in the Tlingit days, they had their traditions of boat building. The Norwegians and the Finns who came here to fish, you know, they all had their ways of doing things. We're hoping to preserve and pass on some of those skills.
But more than that also, I mean, the maritime heritage here again goes back thousands of years. So right now, one of our projects is to record a lot of the stories and experiences of people who lived on Catlian Street and Congwanton and in the village.
Mm-hmm.
We also will have a small museum, of course, with all interesting things.
Yeah.
But it's more than just boat building also. I mean, we have sailing classes, knot tying classes, safety classes. We're talking about building wooden kayaks here pretty soon as a kit. So it's as I said, we want to have hands-on, and it's also not just about boats or the sea, but it's also about some of the history here.
Right.
Because that is a historic landmark from World War II. And so the World War II Navy was here commandeering all the boats, and that's why that boathouse was built to fix all those boats back in 1941. And so there's also that history of beyond commercial fishing or beyond the native history, there's also that World War II. And it's kind of an interesting part of this town, you know.
Yeah.
People don't realize that Sitka as a port was one of the largest, busiest ports on the West Coast. I mean, bigger than San Francisco or Seattle, you know, at the time. We were the Paris of the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
So the maritime history here is just phenomenally diverse.
And clearly it's in good hands. You guys are both so clearly very passionate about this history. And you're right, it's so varied. It's not just there's not just one angle to look at it. There's so many different aspects and so many different sides to these stories to be told.
And as Keith was kind of implying, you know, we do more than just, I mean, we love having a boathouse, mm-hmm. and we really are really eager to get it open so people can begin to use it. And the toy boat project is certainly our favorite project throughout the year. We love the toy boat project. But we do many other things in the realm of yes. historical preservation. Keith mentioned our current interview system, our annual meeting in February, which will be in February, April, depending on when the herring, just before the herring season. Mm-hmm. And we generally have we always have a really interesting historical program as a part of our annual meeting. This year we're thinking, and we're still kind of fine-tuning it, but we're looking at talking more about the history of Alice, of Alice Island and the community on Alice Island and Japonski, and perhaps a little bit about the history of Cat Leon. This is an integral part of our community.
Right.
And anyway, we're still working on that, but that's still an interesting program.
We have a couple of months
to workshop it and figure that out. But yeah, always a great opportunity for folks to come, you know, if they want to learn more about the goings on and how to get involved with the Heritage Society itself, but also to learn more about this community that they live in and the amazing history that is present here and still being developed today.
And of course, if anybody wants to get their hands dirty, every Saturday at 9 o'clock, we have an ongoing work party, and we encourage people who love maritime history and boats to come join us.
Or just come on down and join us. And at 10:30, we break for coffee, tea, and stories.
Perfect. All right. Yeah, it's always got to keep morale high when you got the free workforce coming in. Well, excellent. Well, Keith Nitre and Bruce Gasway, thank you so much for coming in this morning for the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society. The toy boat building activity with Sitka 4-H is happening this weekend at the Japonski Boathouse, Saturday, December 14th, from 1 to 4 p.m. Visit sitkamaritime.org to reserve a spot for your tiny boat builder. Recommended ages about 6 to 12. And I'm sure we're going to have you guys back in here sometime soon to talk more about that annual meeting and all the other things you guys are getting up to.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thanks.